We're learning Tevot Ravadi Yosef. Today, Shevot B'Tevot, Yechavedat, Chelak Dalet, Siman Yud Aleph. Question is, when you get an Aliyah, what do you need to do? What is the requirement for the Ole when you get an Aliyah? Is it enough just to listen, or do you have to read also? Not a modern question. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Aser, already says. He says, yeah, the guy who gets the Aliyah needs to read. He must read the words. It's not enough. It's not enough to sit quietly and have somebody else read, because if you do so, bracha levatala, bracha levatala. And if you cannot read, don't get an aliyah. How does he know? Because there's a Tosefta. The Tosefta says, let's say nobody knows how to read. Nobody. Nobody knows how to read. So what do you do? Tosefta says, the Chazan gets all the aliyot. Similar to what we did when we didn't have a choice either. Right? The Chazan gets all the aliyot. So the Rosh says, wait a minute. If all you have to do is listen, and you don't have to read yourself, so call up people who don't know how to read. They'll make the brachot. They'll just stand there. They'll listen to the chazan, and that's it. You see, from here, every single person needs to read when they get the aliyah. Tosfot, however, the challenge is a Tosefta that seems to sound otherwise. Tosefta, according to Yerushalmi, says that Rabbi Meir read the Megillah, but let somebody else make the brachot. So, someone else made the brachot, and then he read it for them. It sounds like that's okay. All you have to do is listen. All you have to do is listen. He read. It might be the same. So we assume it's the same rules for Megillah, and let's assume for a moment. We'll get there in a moment.
But I think the story was that he had read it once before and he read it again.
So, it doesn't, the Tosefta doesn't say. The Tosefta says, I'll read the language. Ma'aseh Rabbi Meir, shekara et Megillah b'vet ha'kneset b'tiv'on miyushav. He read it. Somebody else made the brachot. So you see from here that one person can make the brachot and one person can read. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is that the other Tosefta said no. The other Tosefta said when it came to Kriyat HaTorah, if nobody knows how to read, only one person, he gets all the aliyot. So one place it says you can't do this, and one place it says you do. So how do you resolve this contradiction? Several different ways. So one is, yeah, and Achanami, it's true. If that happened, it's okay. If it happened that one person made the brachot, another person read, it's okay. But you shouldn't do that. You're a bit Knesset. Don't do that. You shouldn't set it up that way. If it turns out, not the worst thing in the world. Others say, no. What does Rabbi Meir do? The Megillah has two sets of brachot. The brachot at the beginning or the brachot in the Megillah. That Rabbi Meir for sure said. He said the brachot in the Megillah. The brachot before the Megillah are similar to our Brichot HaTorah that we say before and after. At the end of the Megillah, we say Haravet Riveinu. That's a minhag. That's a beautiful thing. He lets somebody else do that. Haravet Riveinu is different. You want to share that? Share that. Others say, no. Megillah, it's only Drabanan. We make so many leniencies. Megillah is different. Megillah is different. But Torah, you have to. And others say, Torah is different for the following reason. Isn't it strange that we make a bracha on the Torah when you get an aliyah? I already made those brachot in the morning. Everybody made birkot haTorah in the morning. And yet when you get an aliyah, you make the brachot again. Now, they say, well, look, if it's just because you heard the words, what is the ole any different than me? I'm sitting in my seat. I heard the words. But he makes the bracha, not me. Why? When you get an aliyah, when someone gets an aliyah, I just sit here and listen. Only one person makes the bracha. Why? If it's all about just listening, he listened, I listened, you listened, we all listened the same. You see that it's different. When they made the takana of reading the Torah, they made a takana that the one who gets an aliyah must read and make the brachot. Otherwise, if he's just listening, he's no better than me, just sitting in the room. He must be reading, because if he doesn't read, it's going to be considered a bracha levatala, and therefore it's different. Alternatively, it's different. Why is Megillah different from Torah? The nature of the obligation is different. What do I mean? Megillah, each and every person needs to read Megillah. Each and every person. It's Chovat HaYachid. It just so happens to be that we have one person do it for us. But each one of us is obligated. If you are sitting home alone, you need to hear Megillah. Each one of us has to. Kriyat Torah is different. If I'm sitting at home, I'm not obligated in Kriyat Torah.
Reading Megillah and hearing is the same thing?
Correct. Megillah, yes. Why? Because it's Chovat HaYachid. I am obligated. So he can do it for me. Kriyat Torah is different. Kriyat HaTorah is not me and you and you and you. It's all of us together. We're saying it's Chovat HaTzibur. It's Chovat HaTzibur. It's different. If I'm sitting at home, I don't have to go and get a Torah to read it. Because it's Chovat HaTzibur. The rules for Chovat HaTzibur are different than the rules for Yachid. If you're at home on Purim, you need to get yourself a Megillah. If you're at home on Shabbat, you don't have to get yourself a Sefer Torah. So you see that the Torah is different, and the rules are different. So you have to read the Torah. Maybe Masha'enken Megillah, you could just listen. Which means you must read along with the Chazan in order that the Brachot won't be Bracha Levatala. Just one second. So Haftarah also, interesting. We'll get there in a minute. Haftarah should be the same as Torah. Haftarah should be the same as Torah. They're all Chovat HaTzibur. Correct. So Rav Avadi doesn't like that. Yeah. He's not a fan. He doesn't like it, correct.
So this is reading the Torah when you give Aliyah, you should offer him to read?
Correct. No. Not only should offer him to read. No.
Here is what I read. Is it to offer him to read?
No. So no matter what, no. Whoever's going to read out loud, you have to read along. Now, Rav Avadi doesn't get into this issue. So our practice for the last hundreds of years has been, we have a Chazan read.
Yeah.
It used to be everyone who gets the Aliyah. Each one reads their own Aliyah. But, we all can't read, so the Chazan reads. But you have to read with him. Now, Rav Avadi doesn't get into this issue. But, if you look at the Beit Yosef is Siman Kuf Mem Aleph in Or Chaim, he says, I'm reading, he's reading, two people are reading, so now what happens? I'm going to read along with him because he knows the Ta'amim. I don't know the Ta'amim. I can make out the words. I speak Hebrew. I can make it out. But, like, I don't want to read. If I read, it's not pleasant. You want to hear the Chazan read, not me. So we do it together? No. So the Beit Yosef writes, Rabbeinu Gadol Mahari Abuav, whenever he quotes Mahari Abuav, anything Mahari Abuav says, the Beit Yosef is always takes seriously. He says, I heard it says in the Zohar, She'en likrot klal el echad. Only one person should read. And he goes, I don't know if it's there or not. If it's there, it makes sense. So the Beit Yosef says, I found it. It's in Parshat Vayakel. Zohar Vayakel. You know what it comes right after? Something that you all know. The law is in Vayakel Reish Vav. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Kadmafkin Sefer Torah B'tzibur L'mikriba. When you take out the Sefer Torah to read it, Mitpaschin Tarei Shmaya Derachamin. The gates in Shemaim open up. Umeoriz Ha'ava Le'ila. And you awaken the Ahava above. V'vayle L'parnas L'mei Marach. And you must say the following. Brich Shmei Demari Alma, Brich Gitracha, all of Brich Shmei. I'm not going to read all of Brich Shmei. Right after Brich Shmei. Right here, Avad, Kadamach, Ditach, Libay, all Brich Shmei. Ve'asir le'mikre v'sivra d'horaita, barachad bilchodoy. Only one person's allowed to read. Ve'kulo tzaitin v'shatkin, and everybody else has to listen quietly. Begin the Yismun milay v'pume, you have to hear him read. Kilu kabilu ha'isata mitura d'sinai, like we heard it at Har Sinai. All right. Fine, one read, so, but he gets specific. Uman de kari be'oraita, when you read, leve chad kaima leve shatik. Someone needs to stand with him. Gemara and Megillah, I have to stand with him. De leis de mabar dibur chad v'choldoi. They can only hear one person reading. De la tre diburim. And not hear two people. Why? Lashon kodesh is chad. What does that mean? Lashon kodesh is chad. So why should that be? Because, sorry, let me find it. It's a sod ha'achdut. So what does that mean? V'train v'chadhu v'la train diburin. It is one dibur and not two. V'train mishtadchim b'sefer Torah griuta deraz demehemnuta iu. And if you hear two, it's like you're plugging in emunah that Hashem echad. Okay. U'griuta dikara de'oraita yistagach b'sefer Torah. And he says on the bottom. The Matan Midrash says maybe one Torah shebichtav, Torah shebalpeh. Yeah, but you're reading Torah shebichtav. Only one. So the Beit Yosef writes, okay, it sounds like Hilchach Tzarech Lehizahera Olam Kotim Tzarech Tzibur. You have to be careful not that only the Chazan should read it, not you. Just one moment. But after he just got through telling you, you have to read on your own, he says, now the Zohar says only one person. So, okay, now we have a problem. I have to read it with the Chazan, but now the Zohar said only one person, so what do you do? So this is what the Beit Yosef writes. If you read it, but you don't hear, read it out loud. You read it along, but not out loud. There's another Zohar, four pages earlier, that says, that's talking about tefillah. When you say tefillah, you have to say it, you have to say the words, but according to the Zohar, you're not supposed to hear yourself. You don't hear yourself. If you hear your own tefillah, it doesn't get answered. Yeah, what you hear. So, the medal of tefillah, that's what you're saying. So, Abba Bizarotan Lo Yizkir Al-Dibur, after the Kolse Enom Asmeh Lo-Oznav, Lo Kari Lo-Dibur. As long as you're reading, but you can't hear it, that doesn't count. That's okay, meaning you're reading it along, so it's not a bracha levatala, but you're not violating the Zohar, and it says, Zechen Ro'i La'asot. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says, when you get an Aliyah, you must read along quietly. How quietly? The Beit Yosef tells you. Quietly enough that you can't hear yourself. But you must read along, otherwise it's a bracha levatala. But you can't read loud enough to hear, otherwise you violate the Soda Emunah, the Achdut, which sounds pretty awful. They have to make sure that the Ole reads. Ravadi Yosef writes, or Yalkut Yosef writes, or Yosef Yosef writes elsewhere, if the person can't read Hebrew, not he can follow, can't follow, klum, then he can't get an Aliyah. Can't get an Aliyah, because you have to be at least able to follow. Even if you don't know how to read it, you could follow along with the Chazan. And that's enough. You can't read. Yalkut Yosef says, you can't get an Aliyah.